Welcome to the Swinging Single Podcast with your host, AC Maxwell, broadcasting from the legendary Upside Down Pineapple Studios in the heart of Texas. So for over two decades, I have embraced the swinging lifestyle as a single male. Yes, a single creepy male. You know all those guys. You've seen us there at the clubs, checking out your women and going to take your women from you. All that. I'm here to share my wildest tales and experiences with you, also give you some little advice and get into swinging and all that. So grab some lube, grab some tissues. For those spouses out there, get naked, start fucking. Listen to my sexy voice as I guide you through the intricacies, the tantalizing tales of swinging. For some more eye-opening, uncensored stories on the Swinging Single Podcast.
Podcast with host AC Maxwell is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. The opinions, views, and content expressed or shared on the podcast are solely those of the host, AC Maxwell, and any featured guests or contributors, and do not necessarily represent those of the podcast's affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, or partners. Any information provided is given with the understanding that it does not constitute a contract, engagement, or formal advice. The host, contributors, affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, and partners of the podcast shall not be liable for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or punitive damages resulting from the use of or inability to use the information in the podcast or from any decisions made based on such information. The content of the podcast is protected by copyright and other intellectual property laws. By continuing to listen to the podcast, you agreed to be bound by the then-current version of this disclaimer. Any questions or concerns regarding this disclaimer, please contact us at swingingsingleogmail.com. By listening to the Swinging Single Podcast, you acknowledge that you have read and understand this disclaimer and agree to its terms.
You'll see me come later.
Shave your cock and balls, gentlemen.
All right. That's right. Shave those cock and balls. Oh, we have technical difficulties. We're not getting it. No, maybe that's why. Because it's not plugged in. There we go. Talk about cock holding today, buddy. I'm gonna cuck your wife, coming at juicy pussies of her. This is the podcast for you.
Cyclones in the air, a girl at the desk, a nine-legged octopus pocket pie. She's looking for straws, she's liking them more. Yes, till the day that she died. Cackle and a hot wife. Swing on, swing on. It's a cackle and a hot wife. Swing on, swing on. And the truth of God is rising to mix. Now when it's time to relax, they want it all more. They want it all more. Again and again and again.
All right. All right, so last one we talked about what cock holding is, getting into it, what could be the downfalls, what could be the good stuff. Now, we got to get into, you want to get started, you didn't listen to my advice, you want to get started, you know, you're okay with opening that Pandora's box with your wife and all that, so let's get started. So how are you going to get started in swinging? Well, you might ask yourself, proceed with caution. It is crucial to take things slowly when embarking on the journey of exploring cockholding. Before taking any concrete steps, such as seeking out with a potential bull, engage in numerous conversations is essential. These discussions may involve 1. Introducing the concept of cockholding as part of the dirty talk or a sheer fantasy during intimate moments. That's like when you're out, you know, you're fucking your wife, you're doing all that stuff, and you talk about, you know, you might have went to the bar, guys were checking your girl out, you were doing all that stuff, and you're like, hey, you know, let's look at your lovely, sexy, you see those guys checking you out, they all wanted to be here, they all want to fuck you, they want to do this to this, 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 and this, and this, and all that stuff. That's what you might want to bring that up. You know, you start talking about it a little bit, and you know. The second one. Just do a hypothetical scenarios about individuals involved, the locations or the logistics of experience. You know, you might want to fuck in a restaurant bathroom or, you know, another lot of health clubs now have, you know, the co-ed bathrooms. You know, you could fuck in there and stuff like that, which has always been a fantasy of mine to do that. I've never done it yet. And, you know, it'd be awesome to do. But anyways, you could do that. Talk about some scenarios. You know, you go out of town, you're at a convention, and, you know, you find a guy at the hotel bar looking to fuck and all that stuff. So, you know, it could be whatever it is. So, you know, it's just whatever. Also, number three, exploring the appeal of cock-holding and addressing any reservations or concerns. You know, you might be concerned that, well, maybe she'll leave me for a bigger dick. Which, you know, I don't know. If that's true, she's going to leave you anyways. So, you know, I don't know. But you got to do, you got to address what your reservations. Females, tell us what you are reserved about. What stops you? You know, you got to be honest with your man. If you're not honest with your man, you're never going to ever be able to do cock holding or anything swinging or swinging at all. You got to be able to open up out front. You know, you might think, what happens if I like it really a lot? Does that cause any problems? You know, stuff like that. Researching common guidelines and boundaries associated with cock holding, including avenues of to connect with potential bulls. You find bulls online. That's very simple. That's the easy part. Finding out what your guidelines are. Condoms, no condoms. Birth control, no birth control. Breeding, no breeding. Watching, not watching. Stuff like that. You've got to come up with all this stuff that you want to think about. You, like for me, I'm going to give you my examples because I can always speak for myself. I do not like any type of, you know, any type of, you go off by yourself and play. If we're playing, if we're going to be with another bull, you are going to be with me in that room doing the stuff. You're not going to be off by yourself fucking. You're not going to go out to a bar with your girlfriend and, oh, there you go. See ya. We got no more. We're not, you know, I'm going to go take this guy home and fuck him. That's not going to happen, for at least for me. You know, I don't know about other people, but for me, it's not that. You're not going to do that because I'm not interested in that type of cockholding. I want to be there watching and seeing what happens in the lifestyle, because that's just how I feel about it. Nothing else. All right. So you got that. Condoms are always going to be worn. I'm not into, you know, I would love, I wish there was no STDs out in the world, STIs, HIV, stuff like that. I wish there was none of that because it's awesome. Like, I love watching porns or amateur porn where the cum is oozing out of the girl's pussy. I love that. That's awesome. That's a big turn on for me. But in reality is that's not, it's too risky because you got to remember, not only are you, you're taking other people's lives in stake. If you catch something, she catches something, you're going to catch it because you're going to fuck her, presumably. I don't know. Maybe you're not going to fuck her. I don't know. So you're going to, you take that risk, and I'm not willing to take that risk. I already take a risky risk all the time because of the fact that of what I am doing. Anyways, let's see, what else? I think that's pretty much all my rules and boundaries. Boundaries, I'm not a certain type of guys, things like that. I've never been one of those guys who, you know, a lot of cockholds love black bulls. I'm not into the black color of the cock. I'm into, can the guy fuck my girl? It don't matter what color you are. If you can fuck my girl, make her happy, make her feel like she's the prettiest girl in the club, the country, the world, you're going to get in. But I don't have a fetish for black men or any other color men. I just have a fetish for guys who can fucking lay pipe and blow my girls back out. So those are some of the things I'm looking for. Those are the boundaries that I would have. Number five, articulating your desire scenario and the anticipated benefits with both partners. Drawing inspiration from real-life sex stories shared by individuals can offer valuable insight. So you could talk about you go off to, you go to a hotel bar, you flirt with a guy, you take him back to the hotel room, stuff like that. You can talk about, you know, you go to a resort and you see a hot pool boy and you fuck the hot pool boy, things like that. Whatever your scenario is for this cock holding. Now, what you should do when you get it is talk about, got to fluff my cock a little bit, get it hard, nice and hard for the viewers. I'm on SDC right now live and swinginglifestyle.com live and all that. So, you know, and all that great stuff. So I'm on there. That's why I'm talking. So you might be like, what the fuck's he talking about? Well, I'm on these things, waving my cock around for the men and women to see, you know, any potential, you know, fun people I have. All right. So things like that, you know, you got to think about how you want this to go down and all that. And that could be the hard part because some people, I know some couples don't want to do shit or play when they're in town because they might live in a small city. But when they go out to, you know, they go off to vacations, bada boom, bada bing, it's on because, you know, they don't know no one. They're not worried about it. Usually it's the women that's worried about that the most, not the male. Sometimes the men could really give a shit less. All right. So those are five things to, you know, talk about. Things getting started, how getting started. All right. Initially, consider browsing online platforms for potential bulls without initiating contact. Now, you could go on to SDC.com, Cassidy.com, SwingLifestyle.com, Quiver.us, whatever the fuck that one is. You can go to anyone. You can go to Adult Friend Finder. You go to Fet Life. All these places will have bulls. Like I said, I don't consider myself a bull because I'm not an animal. I'm a human being. But for you and this purpose of cockholding, we're going to refer to single men as the bull. So once you feel ready, you can gradually progress by reaching out to these who express interest, eventually planning a meeting to gauge compatibility and establish safety protocols. Now, if you are a couple, if you're decent looking or hot looking or anything like that, or basically, you know what? Fuck it. Any type of couple, you are going to get indicated. When you make out that first ad, you're looking for single guys or bulls, you are going to get thousands, maybe 1,000 emails within the first week of your ad, especially if you put pictures up, because guys are stupid. Guys don't read what the couples are looking for. They look at your pictures. They look at your wife's picture. Ooh, she's hot. I want to fuck her. And they'll type out, let's fuck. Now, you could be on there saying, I want athletic, fit guys. The fat fuckers are going to email you. I want black guys. The white guys and Hispanic guys are going to email you. Oh, I got BWC. I got BOC. Whatever. Dude, they said black guys. Stick with it. Don't email them. If you're not black, you're going to get a shit ton of emails. And they're going to be, a lot of them are going to be, 99% of them are going to be, let's fuck. Hi, how you doing? Oh, she's hot. Stuff like that. It's not going to be anything that you want, probably. Now, unless you don't really care. Now, there are couples who are veterans in this lifestyle who don't care. They just want to see your cock. Is your cock up to par? Yep, you can get it. You could be as dumb as a fucking rock. They don't care. They're just looking for a nice hard cock to pound, give his wife some back shots, or maybe some cum inside her pussy. So, but make sure you're safe. Make sure, like I said, your pictures, don't show your face on the pictures. And if they need to see your face picture, then they're not really swingers. You're just dudes. Like I said, I don't give a fuck. I'm not fucking the face. I'm fucking the pussy. You know? And I only want couples that treat me like respect. Show me respect, treat me with respect, and stuff like that. There are a lot of couples that don't respect anybody or anyone, couples or singles alike in the lifestyle. They just give a fuck about themselves, and they act like it, and you know it. But you know what? People just, what do? They just say, oh, okay, well, that's Harry and Sally. That's how they are. Because they're a couple, it's okay, you know. So upon confirming your interest in engaging in cockholding and having connected with a suitable partner, transitioning into physical activities can take place gradually. This progression may involve 1, enjoying cocktails together while engaging in flirtatious interactions or observing your partner flirt. That is number 1 right there. Always, every time I met a couple, it's always like, let's meet at so-and-so bar and stuff like that. Let's go have a couple drinks and see if we go from there. In Houston, Marvelous is usually the number 1 go-to spot to meet a potential partners because it is swinger friendly and it's a nice little quaint little bar. No expectations, no nothing. 2, Exploring dance, kissing, and intimate gestures without engaging in overtly sexual explicit acts. Yes. If you go to the club, say you go to the Swingers Club, you go to TPC, North South, Hempstead, you go to Colette's, or you go to the night game in Houston, start dancing, flirting, you know, see her engagement with you. Is she flirting with you? Is she touching your body? You know, give a little kiss here and there. See, touch her body, touch her arms, touch her ass. Probably got a nice ass, stuff like that. See. Number three, engaging in sensual touching over clothing, incorporating foreplay techniques, added pleasure. Remember, a lot of these couples, it's about the chase. It's the chase that gets them off and all that stuff. And they're happy about that chase and all that. Helicopter for you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Try this, dude. I can't really do it well and all that. But anyways, if... you know, you do all that stuff, you should be fine. You know, you should be happy. It'll be a great experience. The touching over the clothes, you know, stuff like that. If she's not wearing panties, even better. Transitioning to setting a conducive to sexual encounters with the bull, either together or separately. Now, this is one of the things. You got to decide as one of your boundaries. Are you doing this together or is she going off by herself in the back room and fucking them? You can do that. It just depends, you know. It just, like, depends on what you want. Make sure you communicate with your partner, your cockholdress, what you want. Now, some cockholdresses that are veterans fucking don't listen to what their cockhold says because it's a femme-led relationship. She does what she wants. The cock is there to clean her up and do her bidding. That's it. Last one is participation in a sexual experience or observing your partner engage in intimacy with the bull. If you're going to decide, if your cuckold just allows you to watch, help her out, clean her up, do stuff like that. Get her a drink when she's thirsty, stuff like that. You get to watch and you have fun and everyone's happy. So these steps may not necessarily occur, you know, in order or adhere to specific locations. For instance, a preliminary meeting might lead to a subsequent arrangement for our encounter at a hotel. Like I said, a lot of times we go to Marvelous, I meet a couple, we go back to a hotel. I don't really like going back to people's. I'm just giving you advice. Don't go to someone's home because then they expect you to invite them to your home and stuff like that. This lifestyle is not... sorry, someone calling the home warranty place. This lifestyle is not... my 24/7. You may think I lead it that way, but I don't. I have my life, then I have my lifestyle. My life will never overlap my lifestyle, all right, so to speak, all right? It's one of those things where I don't want to have my lifestyle and my life mixed up, you know, family, kids, stuff like that. And people will invite you back to your house. Now, that's up to you. If they invite you back to their house, it's up to you. I don't do it because I always offer, as a single guy, I feel like we should, you know, if a couple wants to play with me, I will ask them if they want me to pay for the hotel and stuff like that. And they usually agree, stuff like that. Or they say, no, we'll pay for it. No, you know, whatever. Okay, and it's fine. One of us is paying for the hotel. Secondly, we go to a club. We could do it at a club, things like that. So it just depends on where the person wants to do it at. All right? You just need to figure that out. Because sometimes, you know, who knows? I don't know. Anyways, so, you know, the encounter may lead to, you know, the hotel. But you need to be flexible. Planning such encounters is key. Being flexible is key. Sometimes guys will just want you to fuck it. He'll drive around while you fuck his wife in the back seat. I never had that. I've seen videos of it. I wish that could happen to me, but it doesn't. But anyways, throughout this journey, it is imperative to proceed cautiously, taking deliberate steps and engaging in regular check-ins. Simple gestures like asking, are you okay? Or debriefing other significant meetings or sexual encounters can foster open communication and mutual understanding. You got to have, like, code words for your spouse to make sure they're okay. Always check up in them. Don't be annoying check-in, though. You know, not every 5 minutes you got to ask, are you okay? Are you okay? Maybe 15, 20 minutes. Maybe you need to know her facial gestures. Maybe she says a word. There's something she does, she'll say, that will get her to ask. You know, sometimes these meetups don't go well. All right. There are a lot of bad meetups. A lot of bulls don't know what they're doing. They say they're a bull, but they don't know what they're doing because they're not bulls. They're just guys trying to get laid. Like I said, there are swinging single males and there are single males. And the single males are the problem in the lifestyle. The swinging single males are not, because we understand the rules. We understand the etiquette. We're swinging where single males don't know the etiquette. They just think it's easy pussy. It's easy pussy to get, especially for if you have a big cock. It's easy pussy for them to get. And that's, you know, you might not like that, but that's the fucking truth, guys. That is the truth. You know it's the truth, you know, and all that. Oh, I got a message. Big Jim says, blow, show your ass, please. Okay, Big Jim, I did show my ass. You're probably not even on the thing anymore. But anyways, Big Jim, whatever. I hope you got to see my ass. All right. Anyways, so you really got to be careful with that, you know, because it could blow up in your face and all that, which I hope it does. I hope you have the most wonderful time doing this and you go back for more and more. It just becomes one of those things where once in a while you do it or all the time you do it, whatever you want to lead. Remember, at any stage, it is acceptable to pause or halt a progress without harboring guilt or hesitation. I was at a party. It was in Rochester, New York. A girl, this sexy, blonde, tight, petite little bait chick. Wonderful woman. His husband wanted her to do a gangbang. And it was like her birthday and all that stuff. So she's going to do a birthday gangbang. I get invited. We all go to the Olive Garden to go eat and meet up before. And it's like 5-6 guys at this place. And it's all for her. Finally, the meal's done. She's okay. We go back to the hotel room. They got a nice hotel room, nice little loft hotel room in Rochester. We go back. We're all naked. She's getting naked. And we surround her. She's got a hand, cocks in her mouth, cocks in her hand. I'm already hard, so I'm in. I'm fucking her. Put my condom on. I start fucking her. I bust my nut. I let the next guy in. But when I get out, she says, time out. I need a time out. So her and her husband go in the bathroom and all that stuff. And when they got out, probably the worst thing for a bunch of guys with hard-ons to hear, she's done. I don't know what happened. I never asked. I never heard from the couple again. I never saw the couple again. But she comes out. The husband says, I'm sorry, boys, but she's done for the night. She don't want to do this anymore, whatever it is. Now, what I think might have happened, she might have been overwhelmed. It could have been possible that she's overwhelmed by all the dicks or all the cocks there around her and I'm fucking her. I'm just glad I got the fucker before she called it quits. But it probably didn't last more than 10 minutes. The gangbang did not last more than 10 minutes. I was the only one inside of her. I was like, oh, man, I hope I didn't do it. I'm just hoping I didn't do anything to cause that. But I think it was just there was just too many guys there. I think maybe she should have had one or two guys and that was it. But it was okay, but that was her. She had every right to say no. You like, remember, consent is key. Once she stops giving consent, you got to stop. Don't keep going, dudes. You got to stop, all right? So it is vital to prioritize your comfort and well-being, and anyone assuring you to continue against your wishes, including your partner, is in the wrong. Like I said, the guy, the husband, was great. Guys, I'm sorry. He apologized profusely and all that and said, I'm sorry about this, but she doesn't want to do it anymore and it's done. We got to go. Maybe she started her period. I don't know. I didn't see any blood on my dick or anything like that in the condom or anything, but I don't know. I just hope I didn't personally do anything. I just think she was overwhelmed by all of it. I don't think she was experiencing game bangs or anything like that. So, you know, who knows what really happened? I guess I'll find out. I'll never find out. So advocating for your boundaries and articulating discomfort is crucial to ensuring a safe and respectful exploration of cockholding. Now, you're okay with all of that. Now you got to find a bull. So do you do acquaintance or do you do a stranger? My preference is always and always will be strangers. I don't mix my friends with this type of shit. My friends don't know I do this. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things where they're not going to be, I'm not approaching my buddy, hey, you want to fuck my girl. While some individuals opt to approach someone they know to be their bull, complications such as jealousy can arise when involving familiar faces, marrying challenges often encountered with threesomes. Furthermore, pursuing such arrangements with acquaintances may risk damaging existing friendships. Yes, I have never once been propositioned by any of my friends for a threesome, anything like that. Now, I don't know if because I'm not attracted enough for them or I just give off that vibe. I'm not into it. They don't know I do this. Now, if they knew I did this, maybe it'd be different, but no. I've never been asked by anybody that I knew as friends, that were my real friends, to ever do this stuff. Now, you could be different. Maybe your wife only wants to fuck people they know because for whatever reasons. Or your wife just wants to fuck strangers because she never wants to see them again, like how I do. I always tell guys, when they're done with my girl, bye, see you later. I don't want to talk to you anymore or anything like that. So, but, you know, it could just be, it's your choice. It's make it the female's choice what she wants. She's got to be the most comfortable. If she's going to be spreading her legs for another man, she's the one that has to be comfortable, not you, all right? Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. Let me repeat it. You both have to be comfortable. So you both got to come up with a compromise. Do you both want to do in friends or you want to do strangers? It's up to you. Me, I do strangers because it's just more convenient. And I don't mind telling them to get the fuck out when they're done. So where can you meet some of these bulls? Bars and clubs. Selecting a venue frequently by potential bulls is a common strategy. If you're here in Houston, Marfalis is one of the place. It's a place to go. Although it can be a stereotype and inadvertently offend individuals uninterested in such dynamics. However, any bar or club would serve as a viable scouting ground. Marvelous would be good. Encouraging your female partner to initiate conversations or flirtations with prospective partners can pave the way for expressing interest in a direct yet respectful manner. It is essential to clarify the intentions, emphasizing that involvement is solely for sexual purposes and acknowledging your marital status to prevent misunderstandings. Yeah, guys got to know this is you're just fucking my girl. Like I said, when I take my girl, my partner's girl to the club, I tell the guys once they're done, get dressed, clean up and get the hell out. You don't need to talk to us anymore. We got what we needed out of you. And, you know, you might say, well, that's kind of an asshole move. I go, well, no, it's not an asshole move. It's just the way I like. I want. She's my partner. She's not yours. So you don't get to sit there, tell me how I get to, you know, do things with my partner and all that. Like I said, you got to talk to where you're going to find it. Like clubs are good. Swinger clubs are probably even better. Local swinger clubs present another avenue for bull recruitment. Surprisingly, casual encounters can also occur in unconventional settings like coffee shops or during the daytime. Gyms, people go to the gym, you know, you take those and see those. You go to the gym and have all that, so you never know. So, you know. Community network contacts. Referrals from within your social circle or community may lead to potential bull candidates once your desires and requirements are clearly communicated. Yes. Like I said, for swinging single men, you got to be careful. Don't get a reputation. I got a reputation for, I'm going to tell you how it is. And I don't pull punches. I swing all the way through. You know, the scene, some cities are worse than others. Dallas is a great swinging scene. New Orleans is a good swinging scene. Florida, Las Vegas, excellent swinging scene. You know, San Antonio, Austin, Houston, not so much. And people get upset about it, especially the ones that are from here. And I'm always like, well, you got to go somewhere else. Check it out. See what else is out there. You never know what is out there, guys. You never know. So you might want to know, check it out. All right, so ask a couple, hey, you know, do you know any good guys that can bang my, you know, we can have a relationship with or we can play with or anything like that? Play means sex. So you got any single guys out there that are good, you know, tested and can able to get it up that we can play with? Yes, no, maybe so. Who knows? So exploring online channels. Utilizing dedicated dating platforms tailored to individuals seeking cuckold relationships can offer a more targeted approach compared to conventional dating sites. I have more success on Tinder finding partners in swinging than I do actual swinging websites. So Bumble, Tinder, go on there. Just put what you're looking for. Do not put anything that you're not just there for a relationship. Tell them that you're a swinger. You're looking, your husband's looking for a guy for me to play with and stuff like that. And you'll get it. I guarantee you. So, you know, try those. Tinder, Bumble, you know, OkCupid or something, shit like that. Exploring social media. Establish discreet social media profiles showcasing selective individuals can attract interested parties. However, caution should be exercised to safeguard privacy and personal information. Yes, do not use your first name, guys. If you're a couple, go to AI. If you can't come up with a real login name, go to AI and see what you can get. Do not use your real fucking names. I know I had issues on here when guys used their real fucking names on their profiles, and I say their profile, and they get angry because I supposedly outed them. Yeah, I know. Like, I'm the one that outed them when you're dumb enough to fucking put your real name on your profile. So don't do that. Also, pictures. Block out your faces in the pictures. If they need to see your face so bad, tell them you can meet them at Marfalis, or you can meet them at the local club on such and such day. All right? Real swingers do not give a shit about the face pictures. Only people who want to date, care about that shit. Because, you know, guess what? I'm not marrying your wife. I'm going to fuck your wife. I'm going to make her feel good. I'm going to fill her up, make her feel happy, send her back home to you. I'm not marrying her. So it don't matter what she looks like. As long as she treats me well and treats me great, like a damn man, like a real man, I am all for fucking her. All right? So setting the realistic expectations. Like I said, not every swinger is a hot bod, has a six-pack ab, 8-inch cock, big fake C titties, nice big BBL ass, and all that stuff. You got expectations. Dad bods, small cocks, big cocks, little cocks, all that. Small titties, no titties. You know what? Some women have cancer, had a mastectomy and all that. They still need loving too. Ladies, I'm here for you. AC's here for you. I'll do it for you. All right? You got to have all those. You got to do all that, guys. What else? Then you got, you know, big girls, little girls, petite girls, all that stuff. So set your expectation realistically. While it's first, I'm going to tell you, the first time cuckolding, you probably will have not a great time. It'll be an all right time, but maybe not a great time. But hopefully you have a great time courting you. While it's natural to have preferences, maintaining realistic expectations is crucial. Prioritize compatibility and mutual respect over superficial attributes like physical appearance or endowment. Yeah, I do not understand why they always got to have everyone says, oh, size doesn't matter. Size don't matter. And I'm like, wait a minute. Let's talk about this size don't matter bullshit. Because every time I look at a couple looking for a single guy, I go on SDC, let's see, always got to have me well hung. Or they got to be 6 foot tall, stuff like that, which just takes me out. I'm just an average looking, average sized guy. But you know what? I guarantee you one thing. I'm going to get hard, stay hard, fuck her 4 or 5 times, blow my load inside of her if you want me 4 or 5 times. I'm STD tested with proof and all that stuff. But because you're superficial, you look at my physical appearance and you go, nope, it's next. All right. So like I said, ladies and gentlemen, couples that want to get into this, I would suggest not setting those having high expectations. Oh. All right. Anyways, I don't know. It's static. Static. I don't know. All right. Anyways, so selecting a bull thoughtfully. When engaging with potential bulls, considerations such as safety, chemistry, and discretion should guide your decision-making process. Oh, I hate this thing because it keeps going on. All right. You know, you got to look at that for your decision-making prior. Prior experience with cuckolding, mutual attraction, and clear communication are vital factors that contribute to a successful partnership. Safeguarding your cuckolding experience. Prioritize physical safety. Open dialogue regarding STD statuses and recent testing is essential to ensure a safe encounter. Like I said, I get that talent tested service. I get all those tested every month, and I can show you my testing results right then and there. Utilizing protection like condoms, gloves, or dental dams can further enhance safety measures, while keeping lubricants handy can enhance comfort. Now, is it a safeguard? Can you get something? Yeah, you can always catch something. Remember, sex is always dangerous. Doesn't matter. People ask me, how can you do that? Because aren't you scared about STDs? I go, what's the difference between me going to a club and fucking a couple, whereas you go to a bar and you take a guy home? What's the difference? There is none difference. Whenever when someone says that, it's just stupid. It's a stupid thinking by people who are not that educated about the subject. I didn't say they're not educated. I said they're not educated about that subject. So, you know, you've got to be very careful. Establish your boundaries. Discuss and discuss and establish clear boundaries to foster safe and respectful environment. Agree upon mutual limits and consider implementing a safe word to communicate discomfort or the need to pause. Like I said, it's okay for you to pause. Like I said, the lady with the gangbang and her husband paused everything. It was shitty for us because I was looking to bust another nut. The other guys didn't bust a nut at all. But, you know, shitty for them, shitty for us. But out of respect for the couple, we had to do what they had to do. Is that, you know, what are we going to do? All right, respecting boundaries. Never compromise your boundaries or continue interactions with individuals who disregard or disrespect them. And you know what? There's a lot of guys out there that do that. A lot of couples disrespect boundaries, too, and all that stuff. So it's not always guys get the bad rap because we don't bring pussy to the table. Trust me. I have seen couples do shit that single men do. No one bats an eye. But the minute the single guy does it, oh, everyone's up in arms and going online and criticizing. Oh, this one guy, he touched my wife while we were fucking in the group room. Well, yeah, okay. But then you're okay with the guy, the couple that came in there that touched you without permission. You're okay with that. So it's just hypocritical. That's why I say swinging is hypocritical, but I love it. I don't care. I'm a hypocrite. I just love swinging. I love the sexual fantasies and all that. Prioritize mutual consent, respect, and well-being throughout your cock-holding experience. Right, sure. That's why I said I'm always going to be there with my girls with other men because I don't trust men. Men can be very bad. I don't know if that guy's a swinging single male or he's just a single guy looking to get easy pussy. It don't matter to me because we're using him any other way, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's got to be. You just got to be cool about it. And that's why I said I always will be there watching my girl get fucked by other men and couples. Couples, you're all free. So what about some cock-holding ideals? Here's 13 funds. We're going to wrap this up. Remember, gentlemen, shave your cock and balls while you're doing this. I got to shave my cock and balls today. Exploring cock-holding scenarios. So if the concept of cock-holding intrigues you, consider incorporating the following ideals into your fantasies, role-playing sessions, or real-life experiences. One is humiliation. Often involving a husband being belittled or perceived inadequacies in bed, verbal humiliation, comparisons of body parts or photos, and interactions with the bull can occur before and during or after intimate encounters. It's always funny you see in the porno, you see the guy, the husband, and the bull there, and she's playing with both cocks. She's making fun of the small cock, and the cock is really small. The guy's huge. Remember, that's porno. That's not real life. Not every fucking guy or black guy has a 10-inch dick, guys. There's a lot of small black cocks out there. So if you like the race play thing, pick wisely and you'll be fine. Two, natural order. Embracing the notion that the life's allure or libido is so potent that it justifies her engaging with other partners and stuff like that. Let's see another one. Three, sneaking. Indulging in clandestine encounters to create a sense of cheating, even when both partners are aware of the arrangement. Yeah, go to the bar. Fuck a guy in the bathroom and go back to your seat. Whatever. Go fuck him in the car. Stuff like that. The insatiable wife. Portraying the wife as insatiable and irresistible, drawn to exploring pleasures beyond the marriage. Basically, she's going to fuck everything in the room. Five, force watching. Introducing elements where the husband is compelled to witness interactions, whether in person or through technology. I was at Fantasyland one time and a single woman came in and she was fucking guys as she FaceTimed their husband, stuff like that. So that was cool. But also another one was, you know, you could tie your husband up onto the cuck chair in the hotel room and he could make you and force him to watch you do that. Number six, preventative watching. Restricting the husband's viewing but allowing for discussions or narratives of the encounters afterward. I saw places where the guy was sitting in the bathroom while she's getting her back blown out in the bedroom. Seven, supervisor role. Exploring your power dynamics where the wife engages intimately with an authoritative figure like a boss. Yeah, I don't know if I want my wife fucking a boss or anything like that, or my boss or anything. But there are guys that do that. Eight, cougar dynamics. Desiring a younger, virile partner who can either impregnate her or provide unbridled satisfactions. Yeah, I see that more and more now. That's why stepson porn is big. Nine, bondage scenarios, involving restraint of the husband while the wife engages with the bull, potentially exploring various bondage sex positions. 10, lesson teaching, highlighting the wife's need for a real man with the husband observing to learn. 11, boredom relief, infusing excitement into a housewife's routine through encounters with individuals like a pool boy or cable guy or the plumber. 12, dominance and submission, establishing a dynamic where the wife assumes a dominant role, alpha, fem, don, while the husband embraces submissive position, beta. And 13, discovery situations, imagining scenarios where the husband unexpectedly stumbles upon the wife and the bull. You see that a lot in these porns now that the, you know, that the wife is, you know, fucking, and a husband conveniently comes home at the same time. And all that. So you could do that. Those are some good ones. So as you navigate the world of cockholding, remember to proceed at your own pace. Define the respect, the boundaries, refine, and engage in open and honest communication with your partner. Whether you decide to dive into these scenarios or simply enjoy them as part of your fantasy realm, prioritize mutual understanding and consent above all else. And that is my cockholding 101 tutorial. I hope you all enjoyed it. I know I did, and all that stuff. So hopefully you get what you get out of it and, you know, whatever it is. So you just don't know. All right. So with that, gentlemen, remember, shave your cock and balls. Go to swingandsinglepodcast.com to see all things AC. Go to swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com. Send me some information. Let me know what's going on with you. Email me. Maybe you want to come on my show. Maybe you want me to come on your show. You're another podcaster. You want to talk all this stuff about the lovely swinging lifestyle. I'm down and game for it. If you are in Kansas City, Missouri, you're going to Crazy Winter Nights in Kansas City, Missouri. I'll be there. I'm supposedly having a booth. He told me I was going to have a booth there. I'm going to do my podcast live. Hopefully I meet some of you. And hopefully you want to come on the show. We'll do it live, taped, and all that stuff. You'll be able to hear all my crazy stories from the weekend there. Hopefully there are some crazy stories because you just never know, you know. It's not always 100% that you're going to hook up with people and all that stuff. So you just don't ever know. Don't ever assume. I'm assuming to get laid, but who knows. Anyways. Shave your cock and balls, ladies and gentlemen. And remember to keep on swinging. AC out.
For candy. Only fire, fuck it.
Let's do yoga on the bed. Put that dick in my head. Smack my ass. Make it red. Teary eyes, but I ain't sad. Let's do yoga on the bed. Fuck me deep in the head. Mouth open. Pussy spread. Boy, just do what I said. Let's do yoga on the bed.
Let's do.